Hello, we are real life lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to the Ménage à Trois podcast, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Each episode, we invite a third party to join us in the sack. And today, we'll be chatting about relationships, sex, and every goddamn thing in between.
Who do we have today? We have Avery Monson, a New York City-based author, actor, and illustrator.
Oh my God, All My Friends Are Dead.
It's a great book.
It is. You can also see him on Maud Night at the UCB Theater every Monday with his team Beige.
You can find all this and more at AveryMonson.com.
AveryMonson.com.
Hello? Should I? I wasn't sure if I was allowed to talk yet.
Start now.
And hello. Thank you for having me, guys.
Wonderful. Thanks for being here.
Here we are.
Here you are. We have your favorite drink today, which you told us was whiskey and ginger ale.
Whiskey and ginger ale.
We like to loosen people up, get them a little tipsy.
I feel great.
Yeah, we always
want you to say things you're going to regret.
For sure. This is all about regret. And yeah, so you said whiskey and ginger ale. Now, has that always been a fave of yours?
I'm sort of a guy who has a hard time ordering things at a bar. Like I feel like in most situations, I feel like sort of a child. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Bars and like hardware stores are two places where I feel very insecure.
Children struggle in both
right.
of those places.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Boys don't know what kind of wrench you need.
No. A 6-year-old can't order a scotch.
Right.
You know what the hell she's doing.
So often she shouldn't have that actually.
No.
Yeah, 6-year-olds should not have scotch.
Also, I was so happy when I read whiskey and ginger ale because I am a whiskey man myself. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy whiskey. But I also wonder why it got such a bad name when it comes to the genitals. Because you never hear a vodka dick or Pinot Grigio dick or anything like that. You always hear whiskey dick.
Ooh,
it seems
good
point. To be
that's
the
true.
And I don't know if that's is
but
that
I've
is
heard...
that science is that I mean is that true? Whiskey's worse than all others for the
I mean, I guess there's only one way to find out right now.
Let's just drink them all and see what who can get hard.
See who can get the hardest.
And I'll get whiskey vagina, which I think is just a really dry vagina.
A dry vagina and a noodle dick get
oh,
together.
No.
I know, whiskey vagina doesn't have the same ring. I actually like vodka vagina.
But the
Let's
VVV.
Start using that.
All right.
Great. So do you get hit on a lot for being an author?
What's the opposite of that? That's what I get. I get the opposite of hit on a lot.
Well, it's really funny because I was in Urban Outfitters the other day and I saw a really cute girl looking at your book, All My Friends Are Dead.
All right.
And I was wondering if she knew that. Did you illustrate that as well?
Yeah.
That's great.
Nice.
I was wondering if you were standing there and you were like, oh, I wrote that.
Could you? Yeah.
If she would be kind of like.
Could you dare approach
guys,
someone reading it?
This is embarrassing for me, but I have done things like that before.
Yes.
I've done it maybe twice, and both times they turned out so terribly.
Okay.
So bad.
So, like, what happened?
Well, I would
like, you were like, I wrote this, and they, like, threw the book down?
The first time I ever saw the book in Urban Outfitters, I was very excited. It was, like the second week after the book came out, and I was standing there watching people read it. And then I went up to the one of the people that worked there and I was like, I wrote that. I can sign it for you if you want. And then I just immediately regretted it. So, like, terrible. So brutal, right? Like, why would I do
horrified.
That?
Yeah.
Taylor Moore is crying.
What a nightmare, right? So, I just want to say my body temperature has just risen like 5 degrees as it did the
from
day that I did that.
Reliving
I've got a full body sweat going on right now, guys.
Oh, man. You're just sweating, trying to grab a Sharpie. Like, can I sign that?
Yeah. So here's what happens. So the guy just looks at me, just real dead eyes, looks at me, and he's like, I gotta ask somebody about that. So then he walks away, and I'm like, oh, no. If you're going to have to bring another person into this interaction, I don't want to have anything to do with it. But he's already gone. And so then he gets on the store intercom, and he's like, John, there's the guy who wrote All My Friends Are Dead is here, and he wants to sign the books. And I'm like, giving him the, no, don't, stop doing this. This is mortifying.
Yeah.
And so then the manager comes over, and then it's like this worker and the manager. And I'm just sweating out of every part of me. And he goes, this guy wants to sign these books. And the manager looks at me and he's like, we'd rather not.
Oh my God. So
I left. I left and it was the worst day of my life.
So you'll probably never do that again.
Probably never again.
Wow. So not getting a lot of sex because Mm-mm. of the books.
The only other time, sometimes I do, and this is not a point of pride, but sometimes if I'm near an Urban Outfitters, I will go in and see if anyone's even reading the book.
Yeah, of course.
One time, I went in there. So I had just gotten a Groupon for a straight razor shave, so I got the straight razor shave. And
those are great. Did you have like a drink? Did they give you a beer or a whiskey or something? Or
No. I mean, it was like the bare minimum of what they could do.
Oh, it's a Groupon. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, a whiskey vagina situation.
Yeah, it was not good.
It was a dry shave.
Yeah. I went in there and there was like a dog in there. Like everything seemed wrong. The guy who was doing it was this Russian guy who was talking about, while he had the razor out, he was talking about this fist fight he got into with some cops. And they were watching the scene from American History X where they get the curb stomp.
The curb stomp.
They were watching that as I was in there.
For
and,
this
like,
delicate process, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yikes.
So they gave me the straight razor shave, and I was walking home, and then I saw this Urban Outfitters, and I went in to look at it. And some people were, like, looking at me, and in my head, I'm like, what? Do they know that I'm the guy and I'm, like, creeping around? And then I caught a glimpse of myself in a reflection, and there was blood pouring down, like, coming out of, like, three places in my face.
Jesus.
So I just ran. I ran into a dressing room, and all I had was like a receipt from the thing. So I just start trying to mash it around, and it creates this like 5 o'clock shadow of blood.
Nice.
And it like that thing. It doesn't absorb anything. No, it just smears it around.
It's like, like a plasticky. Yeah. That's not how you want to dab your wounds.
So it doesn't.
So you're
to
usually...
answer your question. It doesn't. Doesn't go that well.
Right. But when you're in an Urban Outfitters, you're either like running out or you're like running into a dressing room.
Yeah. I mean, nobody, I don't know if you guys have been in Urban Outfitters recently, but I always feel like less than cool when I'm in there. You know what I mean?
Cool. Yeah. Totally. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm wearing sneakers.
Yeah.
And then you get laughed out of the place for wearing sneakers.
Yeah.
Let's go for our first segment.
Okay.
Sexy Science.
This is a segment where we like to rip things from the headlines.
Tear
them straight from the headlines. And it's kind of like, the more intellectual side of sex and relationships. Because these things, you know, these matters of the hearts and the parts can be studied and labored over by scientists.
Some people just take advantage, though. I'm not sure if I feel like this is like science-based.
But... it's questionable science at best. But we're going to go ahead with it and see what happens.
Ripped from Psychology Today. This... this article is called Escape the Friend Zone from Friend to Girlfriend or Boyfriend.
This is by the legendary Dr. Jeremy Nicholson.
He is not a doctor.
No, but he is a self-labeled the attraction doctor.
Right, which is really awkward.
I see PhD near his name somewhere, but...
oh, no, he is a doctor.
But who can say? So this is the idea of how to get out of the friend zone. So this guy has actually gone through, he says... he's heard a lot. A lot of people ask him the questions of, I'm stuck in the friend zone. What should I do? So how to transition? And so he's kind of laid out some points. So first and foremost, what do we think about this notion of the friend zone?
I mean, I feel like as a child, I did a lot of like putting myself in that. I remember like for a while, I had this like, I had a really strong notion of like having to be a good guy. I don't know where I got that from. I think it may have been
family,
watching.
You were raised well, yeah.
Well, no. But it was like too much. I remember in eighth grade, I had a crush on this girl, Anna Rapoport, and yes, super cute. But she wanted to watch Dawson's Creek all the time, so we would watch Dawson's Creek and send each other pager codes back and forth. Did you guys have pager?
Oh yeah, 911.
Sure, all kinds of different pager codes.
8008.
Oh yeah,
just the boobs.
Yeah, I don't know. Just a single boob.
Just one boob.
Yeah. And that I feel like that show was all about like Dawson just wanted to be friends, right? That was like a thing.
Yeah.
And that's a weird weird position to put out there, right?
Well, he put Joey in the friend zone, but then he wanted to get out of the friend zone, yeah. zone with Jen Lindley. Is that how everyone remembers that show?
I guess so.
I saw four or five of those
I think
shows.
I just maybe watched one season, and then I realized that Anna Rapoport was unattainable, and then I stopped watching it.
That's funny. My mom and I used to watch it to bond, and in the first episode, she's like, "How many times a day do you walk your dog?" And my mom leaned over and said, "She means jerking off."
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, "Oh, no. Oh, my Corbett. God." Yeah, it was really awful. Which, what I have to share one more thing very similar. I was watching, what's that movie?
The Godfather.
Need to be a little bit more specific.
Jaws? Wahlberg at the end has the huge dick.
Oh, Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights.
Sorry, I just blanked. We're watching Boogie Nights, and at the end, he does that reveal. And my mom said, "Don't worry, that's not real." I was like, thank you.
Tell us more about your mom.
She's just a cool, hip lawyer about town. But I think she just feels like we take these like cultural touchstone moments to like teach me about life. And it's like, dude, everyone already knows that, you know?
Yeah.
It's like teaching an adult about stuff.
About Wahlberg's pee-pee. I think he had a hard time admitting that that was true as well. Wasn't there like somebody asked him that in an interview once and he got really pissed off. I don't know if that's true, but he was like, "Don't talk about whether that was or wasn't my dick. It could have been. It might not have been."
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's an embarrassing position to put yourself in.
Yeah, it is. It was cartoonish, though, the penis. So at least you could be like, "I have a fine dick, but it's not that big." Yeah, this was a foot, and it was like limp. Ooh. So it was just, yeah.
A limp foot.
A limp foot. It was
so
a
that's
limp
like
foot.
A... Yeah,
I mean, if he's a shower... then it's fine. But if he's a grower.
He's not in the friend zone.
No, not with that hog. So there's some science.
Okay. Honestly, though, the friend zone, my first reaction to the friend zone was like, that's dumb. And then I was reading this article and it's like talking about the power balance where one person wants something else. And I do think that does happen. Like you definitely, there are people in the friend zone.
Yeah. But I always viewed it as people were worried about jeopardizing the friendship if they were to start having sex.
No, I think it's like a dude like wants to bang a girl and she knows that. So she keeps him in the friend zone and then he like carries her books and like brings her lasagna.
That's the
I mean, the thing is, if
she's
you're
Garfield.
In the
friend. Garfield's got a lot of friends in the friend zone.
Oh, man, that damn cat.
John is in the friend zone, I think.
Oh, he put Nermal in the friend zone.
Oh, wow. Garfield's putting people in the friend zone.
I mean, the idea of the friend zone is that somebody doesn't find somebody attractive, right? So no matter what the doctor is going to have to say about it, you're not going to...
The attraction doctor. Yeah.
Right?
Because if two people are attracted to each other, whether they're friends or not, they're going to end up boning.
Right.
Unless one of them is not attractive.
Murph and I were friends first.
Is that true?
But we dry humped like right away.
A lot of quick dry humps. And then we're like, should we keep them dry? Should we get them moist? Who can say? And then we eventually...
We want to moisten them, but should we? We want to work together. Like, you know, there's always that. So no one was really in the friend zone.
No. We're in the dry hump zone, that zone in between friends and fucking,
Alaska.
Whatever that is. That makes sense geographically.
Yeah, just think about it.
A lot of Inuits in the friend zone.
It's cold out there.
Inuits in the friend zone is a perfect segue to our next segment.
Listener love.
Listener mailbag.
So these are actual questions that we have been, and if you want to send us questions, you can email us at menageatrois.radio@gmail.com. @gmail.com. So these are ones sent in. This first one is an email. This comes from Jessica in Hoboken, New Jersey. And Jessica says, "My husband just got home from Afghanistan. I have been fantasizing about him wearing his uniform in the bedroom and role-playing as an officer. How do I bring this up? And is it appropriate?"
Wow. Great question, Jessica.
Yeah.
It makes me so nervous. I don't know.
I think there's a couple things. One, I think what was his experience like? Because if he's suffering from post-traumatic stress, you do not want to bring that up in the bedroom. I don't think that'll lead you down a dark hole. So assuming let's just assume he's mentally healthy. He just served
If he's mentally healthy and he was like hanging out in Germany reading magazines, like, you know what I mean, for most of the time, I think that it's totally fine to just state your needs and ask for what you want, you know? But I do think if there's any kind of like PTSD thing going on, that you don't, next thing you know, like the neighbors are dead and the the kids are dead.
They're all dead. They've all been murdered all through dead. Your sick sexual fantasies, Jessica.
Maybe the role play is just him hanging out in a room by himself reading magazines.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what she wants either.
Just fueling up a Hummer. that was what I did most of the time. I just brought fuel to cars. That's the sexual experience she's looking for.
Yeah, I think, okay, if we can assume that he's mentally healthy, he was in combat, and he does have this, like, uniform, I think she's saying, like, she wants to do a little, like, soldier role play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she's a nurse. Maybe it's, like, a farewell to arms situation. Or maybe she's being saved, like, carried somewhere. That's hot.
That is hot. I just think it rings a little too true if they actually are.
Yeah.
If you went to like a Halloween store, yeah, and got like a little
war is hell, you guys.
Yeah. It's not sexy.
It's not a sexy place.
Yeah, but she wasn't in war. She was in Hoboken.
That's
I've heard Hoboken is not so great also.
Yeah, yeah. So ultimately, Jessica's the advice is to make sure to check on his mental status.
Tread lightly because something bad could happen. Thank you, Jessica. All right, our second question, ripped from Tumblr, Sam in the Lower East Side asks, the girl in the apartment next to mine is really cute, and we flirt all the time. I want to ask her out, but I'm worried if we start dating, we'll essentially be living together. Help. Sam.
That's a rough spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so living right next door, yeah. That's the old you don't shit where you eat. I think that's the dogs know that.
Also, it's a long
and I always
side.
Shit whenever I have sex with someone.
Yeah, there's just rooms covered in poop.
He shits when he has sex. Avery Munson by
his
fuck.
It's a weird glandular issue. Can't control it.
Yeah, I mean we all do that. So
okay,
that's normal.
I probably wouldn't do it. I don't think that I would get involved with someone who lived next door to me.
Yeah. I just want to be like, it's the Lower East Side. There's like hot hipster girls wearing like cute shoes all over that place. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to like be banging your next door neighbor, right?
Right. There's
like one of your rationale. It's just like the shoes. Very cute shoes.
That's what I'm imagining.
Cute shoes.
These people are walking around in like cute shoes.
Yeah.
Better shoes than we have in Red Hook.
So explore your neighborhood. And if the shoes are right, go for it. If mm-hmm. not, you got to share that wall, and you got to be very careful about it.
You up?
What else do we have here? This is a Twitter. This is a Twitter from
a tweet.
This is a Twitter.
A tweet.
Sex.
Well,
Avery, why don't you take this one?
I'm not sure if that's objectively true, Alex from Ohio.
Yeah, okay. It makes me think he's having like really bad sex.
Poor sex.
Yeah. I mean, it's an important part of it for sure. But I think that he might be doing something wrong.
I think so. If you're coming during foreplay, then like, you've flubbed something up.
He's
so
like titty fucking and then trying to have sex 1 minute afterwards.
It's right from the breast to the vag in 60 seconds. Take your time,
that was
Alex.
That was the original title of Gone in 60 Seconds. From titty fucking to vag in 60 seconds.
Exactly. Like, how do we tweak this?
You know what I think
reach?
He might be referring to, though? That, like, excitement before you actually... You know what I'm saying? Like, that's so exciting. Like, you're taking clothes off. You're on the couch. Can anyone hear? Should we take this to the bedroom? I don't know. Like, that, like, excitement.
Well, also, there's something to be said about lusting after something. So I feel like if this is someone who you've maybe made out with a few times, going back to our dry humping experiences... I will say the actual sex we had was much better. So we reached that pinnacle.
I'm so glad I'm better than wet sex than dry sex.
So it's like if you're wanting something with someone, it's that anticipation. It builds.
Yeah.
And then if the sex is just so-so, I guess you could be like, let's go back to just wanting.
You can't go back.
No. Once you've crossed that.
There's no way out.
Or as I like to call a relationship.
There's no way out.
Alex,
ding.
No way out.
Alex,
there we go. Double ding, double ding.
I'm so happy with that. All right. Our next segment is a listener favorite. There are six sections, questions about sex.
And these are going to be rapid fire. These are going to be quick. So we're going to ask you. Okay. These are going to be just six sections that we ask you. And we just want to...
Sorry,
guys,
before we get
into this section, I just want to point out that I've had like... 3/4 of a glass of this drink, and I'm a little bit wasted already.
Good.
Well, that's how these sections get spicy.
Okay.
All right.
Six sections.
You say start.
Oh, start. Would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
If they're really good, one life partner.
What's the sexiest animal?
Sleek zebra.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Oh, Jesus. Maybe Penelope Cruz?
Me too!
Oh, shit. What's the best song to have sex to?
Oh, I don't know. My All by Mariah Carey, where she's in that lighthouse. Do you know what I'm talking about?
So sensual.
Oh, God, that was the birth of my sexuality, that music video.
These are supposed to be rapid fire.
Sorry. Keep going.
Okay, hot tub, backseat, or bed?
Bed is going to be the best.
Yes, I like how you should sell that too. Bed.
Bed.
What is the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Oh, probably goof arounds.
Yeah.
I'm sweating so much right now, you guys.
It was the rapid fire nature.
Is that all? Are there more questions?
No, you nailed it. You nailed it.
Avery, you did so well. Some people just start crying and leave the studio.
So, pretty much, if you are at a zoo looking at the zebras and Mariah Carey came on the loudspeaker.
Boner town.
Yeah.
I loved all those answers. I want to follow up. Do you think the lighthouse has some, like...
Oh my God! Have you guys all seen My All, the music video to that, right? Mm-hmm.
Can you sing part of that so I know what it is?
I'm thinking of you in my sleepless solitude tonight.
Oh, yeah.
If it's wrong to love you, etc.
Love that.
Ding. At one point, she's like lying on the back of a floating canoe, and she's got her arms up like this, and it was hot. It was wild.
Yeah.
I was experiencing feelings I'd never felt before.
Mine for that was Janet Jackson's Anytime, Anyplace video, which was just straight sensuality.
Yeah.
Just unfiltered.
Just carnal eroticism.
I just didn't know what to make of it at the time.
Sure.
I jazzed to it a few times then, so when I hear it now.
You jazzed to songs?
I jazzed to music videos, to the actual video, and then now when I just hear it, even play, I start to get a little...
The term jazzing to it is very funny because it feels much more freeform than anything I'm involved in.
It is a freeform jazz.
It's like just batting stuff around and moving it.
Yeah, you're like scatting. What's the like equivalent?
It's scatting.
Yeah.
No, but you know, like you're moving around the room.
Sure.
You're wearing different outfits.
That's the only way I can climax at this point by myself.
All right. Avery.
That was great. I feel like my blood pressure went up during that.
That's good.
But we made it through. We're on the other side.
We're going to take your blood pressure back down with our next segment.
Let's take it down.
Which is the PC Spotlight, our power couple of the episode.
And our power couple for this episode is Adam and Eve. You know Adam. He was the first man.
And you know Eve. She came from his rib. All right.
So, what makes these two a power couple? I mean, they were the original power couple, first off.
What I think makes them a power couple is that they were the first ever people.
Period.
End of section.
And we'll move on.
Love that.
We don't have to move on.
We need to pull the bell away from Avery.
I'm sorry. Guys, is it true? I only went to Sunday school briefly, but is it true that there was another woman created before Eve?
Was that Lilith?
Yeah.
Lilith.
What is that all about?
And they cut her out of the, like... James edition because it was like empowering women, like something
right.
awful
she was
like
sort
like
of
that.
A
yeah,
she
yeah.
was like sort of a feminist sort of lady,
which
and
is
then
great.
they started over because they didn't want
well,
and
you
that led to
around.
Lilith
edit,
Fair
yeah.
with Sarah McLachlan, mm-hmm. which is an amazing women's music festival.
Lilith Fair is a direct shout out to Lilith from the
exactly,
Old Testament.
Exactly, they were like she was taken out. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Well, what there's that thing, I don't know who said it, but or who wrote it, but of Eve being like, I didn't come from your rib, you came from my vagina. That's like women being like, fuck that noise.
Yeah. I think
maybe Lilith said that and they just cut it out.
Yeah.
Well, it's also tough to debate this as if it was a thing that actually happened. I find that difficult. But
what?
Let's debate some nonsense.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's crap. But the idea of the first couple is sexy. And I love the snake. Like, I'm like, they're naked. They're outside. There's dirt and crevasses on the body. They've never...
There's temptation.
Yeah,
The setting is all there for a soap.
I don't know.
A real nice soap.
I don't know. Have you guys ever been camping together?
No.
I feel like we just had to take them.
Yeah, I was like,
I feel like I mean, I haven't been camping recently, but being outside, I feel like I'm at my filthiest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like I wouldn't necessarily feel super sexy.
Right.
Out of doors.
Well, but I've had like a raw sexy feeling from being dirty like that. I feel like if you're dirty in New York and you haven't showered in 3 days, it's the worst. But if you're outdoor dirty and you're swimming in a lake and your hair's all tussled because of like.
There's
a marshmallow stuck in it.
You just got mallows in your hair.
You just got super confused while you were making s'mores. Oh, yeah.
Where does this go?
Like, is this a comb? No, it's a stick.
It can also be like July sex in New York with the air conditioner off. You just give in to the fact that you're sweaty. You're into it. You're like, fuck it. I'm going to stink. I'm going to come. I'm going to shit in Avery's case. And it's just, you just give into it.
Only in Avery's case.
Please don't bring that up anymore.
No, I think there's something that's like sexy about being dirty.
Yeah, no, I take it back. That's awesome.
No, but it's no, come on. We love your opinion. Yeah. I just mean there's different kinds. Like, I totally agree with you that certain kinds of dirty are the least sexy.
If everybody's pretty filthy, then you're fine.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
It's kind of like if you eat garlic and your lover eats garlic, then it's who has garlic breath? Nobody, because it's canceled out.
Right.
Right?
Everybody's stanking.
Everybody's
stanking. All right.
Well,
what was that?
That was
Adam
the
and
PC.
Eve.
That was Adam and Eve. So
I think we nailed that.
Yeah.
I think so.
Let's move on.
Although you think, I mean, here's the only thing about these guys naked all the time. I feel like you get a little bit once you see it too much. It becomes a little bit less sexy. It becomes less erotic, right?
You want to throw a fig leaf or something on there to cover it up. Because you're like, what's behind that?
Yeah, the
fig
Renaissance
leaf?
Painters, I think, brought the sexy back. Conceal and reveal. Yeah.
I'm embarrassed that I said that.
No, I love it. Okay. Like, move that fern. I can't see your nip.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while. Okay. Let's move on.
We're going to scoot over
to... It's been a while. Was that song about Adam and Eve?
I think it was about the fig leaves. Yeah.
It's been a while.
Zach would say, I saw your whole genitals.
It's been a while since I ate an apple.
Oh.
Boy, guys.
Let's scoot over. Let's
would it be possible to change this podcast into a novelty parody song podcast?
Well, that's the subtext.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great. Always... Yeah, we're looking to float this to Weird Al at some point. all right, so the next move, we're going to scoot on into Virtual Sugar.
Virtual Sugar is where we take you on a real OkCupid date. I mean, not real because it's us, but like it's a real profile we've found that perfectly fits you. We're taking you on a date.
You found a profile that fits me?
Correct.
No, fits your counterpart. We're
taking
you on a date. Do you know? Yeah.
I think I understand.
Yeah.
We poked around about you on the internet.
We found out your likes and your dislikes, and we went through OkCupid.
Great.
And we found someone that we think would be perfect for
you. I met my current girlfriend on OkCupid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's really impressive.
It worked out.
I went out with OkCupid people and they were real weird.
No, I had some bad ones first.
You had to dig through
real
the trash.
Real bad ones first. But this one's working out great.
That's awesome.
Anyway.
So
I hope she's not jealous that we're going on a virtual date.
A virtual date, yeah.
She's going to be furious.
I don't even know what this is called.
Moniker?
The moniker of your date is California Tootsie 85.
Great.
Let's go on that. And you're going on a date to paint a pot. I don't know if you've ever been, but you're going to be at paint a pot.
Okay.
Which is where you paint a pot.
All right. Date starts now.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm Avery.
Hi. I'm California Tootsie 85, a.k.a. Rachel.
I thought for a second you were just going to go by your handle there.
No, that'd be weird.
Okay.
Oh. Do you like painting pots?
Sure, as much as anyone does.
Well, I read on your profile you're an illustrator, so I just thought we could, like, you know, illustrate pots.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great.
Cool.
I read on your profile that you are a California Tootsie. Hey, you're not Dustin Hoffman in drag, are you?
No. Do I look like Dustin Hoffman?
No, not at all.
Are you saying I look like Dustin Hoffman?
No. I mean,
I
to be fair, Dustin
great.
Hoffman looked pretty good as a woman.
Oh, have you seen that movie?
Yeah, I have seen it. It's a great movie.
Cool.
Hello, you two. Here is your paints.
Oh, thank you.
I want you to have all the paints available to you.
Thanks for all the paints.
Certainly. I want you two to enjoy your pots. I want you to cover them in paints. That's what you're to do. Are you guys together? Do you mind if I ask?
It's actually a first date.
Is it a first date?
Oh.
It's going pretty well so far.
Delightful.
I think so, too.
Have you seen Tootsie?
The Dustin Hoffman vehicle?
Yeah.
I have, not in a while, but I'll tell you, one of his better performances.
Great performance.
You know, if you don't mind me saying, I don't know if this is offensive or not, but you look a lot like Dustin Hoffman in drag.
That is offensive.
Well, I figured it was.
Sir?
I was saying it. It sounded, yes.
I just keep picturing
I'm
him
gonna
now.
I'm going to have to defend the lady.
Oh my God.
She looks like a woman dressed as a woman.
Hit him with that plate.
Crash.
Ah!
Oh my God.
Oh. We got to get the fuck out of here.
Leave paint a pot immediately.
Let's go.
Grab a few of those pots because I would like to paint those.
Okay,
though.
I'm going to take a mug and a saucer and a pot.
Great illustrator.
Put that mug and saucer down.
Sir, there's blood gushing out of your eye right now.
I can feel it. Something
Let's
warm.
Let's go. Okay. We've been running for a whole block. I'm a smoker. God. This is hard.
We're fine. We're doing fine.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to Oberlin College in Ohio. What?
Yeah, in Ohio.
It's a really small college.
Tiny.
It's weird that I wouldn't have seen you there.
Oh, I was there at a different time.
Okay.
Night school.
Oh, well, I'm not sure that they have that, but
I'm a Virgo.
Me too, actually.
I know.
Born September. I guess you looked that up. That's how OkCupid works.
Oh, hey, you guys. Did you guys see my mini Doberman running around here anywhere? He got off his leash. He's been running. Hey.
Hey, we're actually on a date.
Are you Dustin Hoffman?
Oh, my God.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
It's not Dustin Hoffman. This is my date.
Well, it's clearly just Dustin Hoffman like, in
Dustin
a dress.
I'm Dustin Hoffman. I'm 14.
What?
Oh, shit.
Just blew up your spot there, buddy boy.
Hey, I gotta go home because of my curfew, but would you ever go out with me again?
Well, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
No second date.
No,
okay.
no second date.
No second date. That was a good date, though.
That was a great date.
I felt like that
point.
Went pretty good until I realized she was 14.
It was weird that you go out with a 14-year-old.
It was not normal. But then again, it was a 14-year-old who was very proficient with OkCupid and the internet.
She seemed really mature.
She did.
It makes me look back, and I was attracted to her at the beginning.
That was before you knew.
But before
I
knew.
You can't blame yourself.
That's because you love the movie Tootsie, which we found out about you online.
That was the nugget we put in our back pocket.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Did I say that somewhere that I like Tootsie?
Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. It's a great movie.
It most certainly is. It's a great movie. We wanted to hang with that. All right. This is a sad time where we say thank you to Avery Monson.
Thank you for liking Tootsie. Thank you for loving sleek zebras.
Thank you for shitting yourself during intercourse. Mm. Oh, God, we're not supposed to bring that up. Okay, please check out Avery Monson's books on Amazon. All My Friends Are Dead, All My Friends Are Still Dead, K is for Knifeball, Pirate's Log, A Handbook for Aspiring Swashbucklers, and I Feel Relatively Neutral About New York.
Right. I wrote all of those.
That's
also
great.
Also, check them out.
A mod night with the team called Beige.
At UCB Theater.
Monday nights at the theater.
Not every Monday, so look online.
The schedule is posted in advance, so you know.
Don't forget to tweet at Avery Monson.
At Avery Monson. And also, give us tweets at Dianimal K, at Murph Meyer. And we want to thank our lovely and luscious producer, Mr. Taylor Moore.
So soft.
He did a great job.
So fun.
He really did.
Mm.
So good.
Peep us, menageetoi.radio@gmail.com. You can send us some emails. You can also check us out on menageetoiradio.com.
Good night, Avery. Thanks for coming over.
Good night, you sweet angels. Thank you for having me. Are we gonna kiss?
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I guess it does.
Sensual jams provided by French Horn Rebellion. Hear more at FrenchHornRebellion.com.